Imagine standing on the deck of a wooden ship in the North Atlantic. The air is cold, the sea is dark and endless. There's no land in sight, only water stretching to the horizon. Suddenly, the waves go still. Too still. Then, the ocean beneath you begins to rise. Not in a wave, but as a shape. Something massive stirs below the surface. Long, dark arms break through the water, thicker than trees, curling towards your ship. Sailors shout. The deck tilts, and before anyone can understand what they're seeing, the whole sea opens and swallows everything whole. For centuries, sailors told stories like this. They spoke of a creature so enormous it could be mistaken for an island, a beast that lived in the deepest waters of the world, a monster that did not hunt ships but destroyed them simply by existing, and they called it the Kraken. Welcome back to the Ominous Archives. I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And bear with me today, as I'm sure you could probably tell just from that. I'm a little under the weather. I'm trying my best here. I'm sure you can hear my voice. It's that season. It's cold season. But today, we are diving deep into one of the most famous sea monsters in history. So where did the Kraken legend come from? What did people believe it looked like? And most importantly, could something like it actually exist? The Kraken is not a modern invention. It wasn't born in movies or video games. Its roots go back hundreds, possibly thousands of years, originating in the folklore of Scandinavia. Most Kraken stories come from Norway, Iceland, and Greenland. These were seafaring cultures entirely dependent on ocean for survival. Fishing, trade, travel, everything came from the sea. And the sea, in return, was unpredictable, violent, and often deadly. Honestly, you take away the monsters of, like, the sea alone, and it's already scary enough for me. The ocean really does, it's crazy to me. Freaks me out.
Being out there just in the,
Yeah.
What does Crush call it? The open blue?
Yeah, the open sea where the ocean, oh, Nemo.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, it's crazy.
I think he calls it the Big Blue.
Well, yeah, he's right. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. You don't think about it until if you've ever taken a cruise, you know. Like when you wake up in like one morning early or you don't go to bed till late and you just go out and look and it's just ocean everywhere you think.
Yeah.
You go, you're on a huge ship and you feel like an ant.
So in these regions, the Kraken wasn't considered a myth in the way that we think of myths today. It was treated as a real animal. Rare, terrifying, but part of the natural world. One of the most famous early written accounts comes from Erik Papatien, a Danish bishop and scholar writing in the mid-1700s. He described the Kraken as the largest sea creature ever known living off the coast of Norway. According to him, the Kraken was so large that sailors frequently mistook it for land itself, which is just so crazy. What do you mean? They would anchor their ships to it. Fishermen might even climb onto it until it began to move. He didn't write this as fiction. He believed he was documenting a real creature based on first-hand reports from sailors and fishermen. And he wasn't alone. Earlier references appear in Icelandic sagas and medieval texts, often describing a massive beast lurking beneath northern waters, rarely seen, but devastating when encountered. The Kraken wasn't evil, it wasn't a demon, it was simply just enormous. And that was enough.
So, descriptions of the Kraken kind of vary depending upon the source, but some details appear again and again. First, the size. The Kraken was said to be hundreds of feet across, large enough to be confused with an island, large enough to alter the sea around it. Second was the shape. Most accounts describe it as resembling a gigantic octopus or squid, with massive arms rising from the water. Some say it had countless tentacles. Others describe only two enormous ones, like pillars, crushing ships between them. The third is its effect on the ocean. One of the most consistent features of the Kraken lore is the whirlpool. When the Kraken surfaced, the sea level around it rose. When it submerged, the water rushed in to fill the space it left behind, creating violent currents and whirlpools capable of pulling ships down. In some stories, the Kraken didn't even need to touch a vessel to destroy it. It simply just dove under the water. Increasingly, many legends say the Kraken was not aggressive. It didn't chase ships, it didn't hunt humans, sailors weren't attacked, they were collateral damage. The Kraken existed, humans got in the way, which we tend to do. And that distinction matters. Covering the Kraken, I kind of just was like, I didn't realize, I guess, like the depth of the legend.
Yeah.
I thought we were kind of just going to be like, oh, a bunch of like sea stories, right, air quotes, of like ships being destroyed by a giant squid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like realize the depth that this goes.
I feel like there's always lore if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
If you go to look for it, you're going to find it.
If there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. So life at sea in the medieval and early modern periods was brutal. Navigation was primitive. Weather forecasts didn't exist. Ships were fragile. A sudden storm or an unseen reef could end a voyage instantly. Which is so crazy, because I'm sitting here talking about, like, yeah, I don't know if I would go on a cruise. Like, a cruise is so advanced in, like, now times. Like, back then, these people were just, we're just going to wing it.
They're navigating by the stars.
Yep. They're just...
Which is...
They have a dream.
I think that's one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
To be able to navigate and know where you're going through the stars.
Literally.
But they're putting that cruise terminal in down next to my work.
Really?
Yeah. And by the end of the year, I'll probably be watching... A ship leave.
That's wild.
It'll be great, because we get people leaving on flights out of one side, and then we're going to be watching cruises leave on the other side.
Wonder where everybody's going today.
Yeah. Everybody's leaving on vacation, but I'm not.
But here I sit. So when sailors encountered something that they couldn't explain, their fear was very much magnified. But that's what's fascinating about Kraken stories, is how practical they often are. Some fishermen claimed they could predict a Kraken's presence. When the fishing was unusually good, when the fish crowded the surface in massive numbers, it was said that the Kraken was feeding below. And instead of fleeing, some fishermen followed. Why? Because where the Kraken fed, the fish were abundant. Think about that. These people were so dependent on the sea that they were literally willing to risk encountering a legendary monster to get better fish. Like, that's so wild to me.
Yeah. I mean, if they know where it is, you gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. I don't know if I care about my survival that much to encounter something that could possibly kill me, just not even meaning to, just in the...
But think about that sentence. I don't know if I care about my survival or not.
Yeah, but that's what
I
mean.
You have to do it to eat. Don't eat, you're going to starve to death. So.
Yeah, I think I'm saying that I'd rather starve to death than have to, like, possibly be collateral damage to the crop. I don't know.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, it's like the, I guess it's like kind of like that big picture thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like you think about it and you're like, well, right. I don't know if I care enough, but at the same time, it's like, well, if I don't, then I die.
Yeah, I'm
going to
die.
But.
This is true.
Regardless, I could go after that thing and die, so.
True. Well, luckily, some other stories claim that sailors survived the Kraken encounters by doing one simple thing. Nothing. If the ship stayed still, if the crew remained quiet, the Kraken simply just might not notice them at all. This suggests something important. The Kraken wasn't portrayed as a monster with intent. It was more like a force of nature, like a storm or an earthquake. Something powerful, something indifferent. Almost like literally just a natural disaster that just like happens in the middle of the ocean. Which is just wild.
Yeah.
For centuries, scholars dismissed the Kraken as pure fantasy. No animal could possibly be that large. No creature could create whirlpools. And then slowly, science began to catch up. In the 19th century, sailors began finding enormous carcasses washed ashore. Huge, pale, rubbery masses with long arms and strange suckers. They belong to a giant squid. Now, giant squid can reach lengths over 40 feet. They have eyes as large as basketballs, the largest eyes of any known animal, which is insane.
I was just trying to picture that. Right? Basketball. I don't think I have any.
Yeah, but seriously, that's crazy. Yeah. And for most of human history, we had never seen one alive. That's very crazy. An animal that large, that real, completely hidden, just deep in the ocean.
People say the Megalodon's still alive because of how deep the ocean is.
People also try to claim that the Megalodon didn't even exist.
Well, those people are crazy.
Like, what are the giant teeth you find? Right. They're like, oh no, those are fake. You haven't seen that whole conspiracy that, like, the Megalodon's actually not even real and it didn't exist?
No, because that person probably thinks the Earth is flat, too.
Now, when I was younger, I went down a rabbit hole of Megalodon. I was obsessed with it. I don't know why. Sharks do freak me out a little bit, but I thought it was very cool.
I don't see why it couldn't be real. Like, the oceans are just so deep.
Yeah, right. Look at the squid. How long has that squid been down there and we had no idea that it was down there?
Yep. They just found recently another whale specimen that I don't know if they thought was extinct or if it was just we never saw it before, but it, like, just surfaced.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Even more mysterious is the colossal squid. Heavier, bulkier, and even less understood. These animals live in deep, dark waters, and they surface rarely, and they die far from shore. Now imagine seeing one on a wooden ship at night in rough seas. Imagine seeing just the arms, or feeling something brush against the hull. It's not hard to see how these stories grew. Modern science doesn't confirm the existence of a kraken, as described in legend, but it does confirm that the ocean is home to creatures far larger and stranger than people once believed possible. And we've explored less than 10% of it.
That's the wild part. Less than 10%
always
of the
ocean. Gets me. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. And then you have the people that are like, well, there's just nothing out there. You're naive enough to believe that you don't think there's anything in that space?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
There's something there.
There's
always something there.
Yeah, no.
We'll have to be covering, or we'll have to do an episode of the Mariana Trench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
I believe that's the deepest point in the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some wild stories.
I'm sure I'll have nightmares about that one.
But the Kraken? So the Kraken didn't fade away with science. It evolved. In literature, film, and games, the Kraken became more aggressive, more dramatic, a true monster. "Release the Kraken" became one of the most famous lines in modern cinema. In Pirates of the Caribbean, the Kraken is a weapon of terror, dragging ships and crews into the depths.
Which is crazy, because I do just, "Release the Kraken!"
Yeah, anytime I... If you're watching hockey and Seattle's playing, that's all I can think of. In books and games, it represents ultimate danger. The thing you cannot fight, the thing you cannot outrun. And that's why it endures. The Kraken represents humanity's oldest fear, the unknown. The ocean is vast. It hides its secrets well. And every generation rediscovers how small we are in comparison. Was there a single god-sized monster crushing ships? Probably not. But when sailors encounter massive, unfamiliar creatures in dangerous conditions without any scientific language to explain them, almost certainly. The Kraken may not have been one creature, but many experiences combine into one legend. Fear, awe, survival, memory. A myth shaped by real encounters with a world humans barely understood, and maybe we still don't.
The Kraken reminds us that myths aren't always lies. Sometimes they're the first drafts of understanding. They're stories we tell when we're faced with something bigger than ourselves, which is, I feel like, a lot as we keep doing these episodes and stuff. I feel like a lot of the things that we're talking about, we're, like, if they're not real or whatever, like, and we're just saying, like, oh, like, we came up with them. We came up with them for a reason, like, to protect people. Like, there's a reason, like, these cultures and these stories, like, became a thing. It's because they were trying to protect people, like, with the Kalupalik. Like, that's so crazy to me. Like, don't go near the ice or that's going to happen to you. And it's just like, yeah, that's a real problem that they did have to face over there. Like, that's so crazy.
It's because it's almost, like, it's easier to follow.
Yeah.
Like, you'll listen if there's a scary creature or scary something.
Whereas, if there's a story behind it.
Because you don't get that, eh, it wouldn't happen to me.
Right.
I'll walk on the thin ice. It won't break. It doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I feel like you also do get the other side of it, where you get people that are like, oh, well, I need to experience this. Like, I don't believe it. Like, people that don't believe it are that are like, that are going to push the boundary for it.
Yeah. Like, they got like people who want to try and cross the bridge at the Popelik Monster. Right. Like,
yeah. Stuff like that. It's like, well,
don't try and cross the bridge.
I wouldn't do that.
There's going to be a train.
Yeah.
Possibly a goat man.
Right. Possibly the Kraken. Like, the ocean still holds mysteries. Creatures still lurk in the dark, and somewhere far below the surface, things are moving that we have never seen. Thank you for listening to the Ominous Archives. Make sure you check out our team member Sam's podcast and blog over at Scare Me Sam. She does amazing work for us and amazing work over there on her podcast. As for Nick and I, if you enjoyed this episode, you can follow us on any of our social medias, the Ominous Archives.
Until next time, stay haunted and stay weird. See ya.
See ya.